This summer, it's estimated that 7 million Americans will take to the road in motorhomes and RVs. Fear of air travel is making Airstreams, Winnebagos, and other so-called land yachts more popular than ever. Well, now in Shelburne, Vermont, an exhibition at the Shelburne Museum is celebrating the history and culture of the RV lifestyle. North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann went to take a look.
For 2 years, curator Valerie Hunt has been obsessed with America's love for the highway. Not the Harley-Davidson souped-up convertible kind of escape, but a journey that's a little more domestic.
Many retired people now are retiring to the road. I've even seen these large mega motor coaches pulling trailers. Basically, they're pulling garages with them.
Put simply, RVing is huge. 9 million Americans own motorhomes. 1 million people live in them full time. There are a half dozen national RVing clubs with their own magazines and networks of special campgrounds. Since September 11th, RV sales and rentals have spiked by more than 20%. This lifestyle, first known as gypsying, has been around for decades. The Shelburne Show features sexy Airstreams with sleek chrome curves. There's a 1948 school bus converted into a Ken Kesey-style hippie land yacht. One of Valerie Hunt's proudest finds is a 1923 auto camp, a military-looking trailer she unfolds like a Chinese puzzle box.
It's got two beds that flip out very much like the Colemans of today, and is even equipped with a galley for your food supplies. There's the compartment for dry food.
Pretty luxurious for the early 20s, but only a decade later, manufacturers were already promising far more, the chance to get away while taking home with you.
Spring of 1936, millions of Americans inspected the modern prairie schooner, found all the comforts of home, conveniences which make the average trailer a nicer place to live in than many a summer cottage.
This idea reshaped the way many of us take our holidays, the way we see our country.
We have a 77 Dodge motorhome, Class B, 24 foot.
Bob and Lorraine Erlinson of Haverhill, Massachusetts, say RVing means one thing.
Freedom. You don't have to make reservations anywhere. You just go where the wind takes you.
He hates to be stuck in one place. This way we can go from there to there to there and wherever we feel like going at the time.
The Erlinson's daughter, Amanda, is along for the ride. But like a lot of teenagers, she's embraced the RV lifestyle with a shade less enthusiasm.
It's fun, but it gets crowded. People get cranky.
She's forced to be with her parents.
It's easy to poke fun at this kind of thing, the pocket of American life that gave us souvenir spoons and Kodak snapshots of the Grand Canyon. But for better or worse, curator Valerie Hunt says this is part of our history. This is a culture we know and respond to.
Perfect strangers who might pass each other in an art gallery and never even talk to each other, they'll stop and say about something like a plaid cooler, "Oh, I had one like that."
The Shelburne Show features lovingly restored motorhomes, but the point of it really is this familiarity, this nostalgia. The highway has always held a special place in our mythology. These days, it's a symbol that says less about adventure and more about comfort and safety.